Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to catch up with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, live right now at Kauffman Stadium. Vern, we're asking everyone this question. I don't know if you heard about the beef between J.J. Redick and Bob Cousy, but the text line asks, what would your stat line be if you could play in 1951 NBA? I said I'd be a 25-15-8 guy. I think I would kind of be like Elgin Baylor probably. I'd just be a do-everything kind of wing kind of player. I think Rob would be the second or third best big in the league. Maybe Wilt's better than him. It's kind of, I don't know with Bill Russell, but he's definitely better than George Mikan. Where would your game stack if we could put you in the 1951 NBA season?
First of all, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard. You comparing yourself to Elgin Baylor, saying that Rob would be better than George Mikan, that's ridiculous. I would be that, you know, eighth, ninth guy on the bench that comes in, sets a really good screen, hustles his tail off, falls down way too much on the floor, and has no handles whatsoever.
I would say, Vern, I think you're either not giving yourself enough credit or maybe giving them too much credit.
I think I'm giving them too much credit in your eyes, but I still think that mid-50s hoopers are better than I was, than I ever was, that's for sure.
Right now, we're catching up with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. He's brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Call 816-363-4BEN for a spring cleaning inspection. Vern, we're reaching that point. What is the most interesting thing right now with the Royals?
I mean, in your world, nothing. In my world, Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, I would say those two, and then, you know, sitting around and waiting for Nick Prado, who had a pair of home runs last night, waiting for him to ascend to the big leagues.
Vern, one frustration I have is I heard when you were on Fesco's show earlier this week and you were talking about Carlos Santana and a conversation you had with Mike Matheny. That might have been the plan originally for Santana, but he's hitting 205 in the year and a half since he's been here. Like, he can't continue to block players. And if you weren't going to trade him last year, okay, fine. But we're almost, 2 months into the season, and it doesn't look like things are turning around offensively. This organization has to make a decision very soon about him, in my mind.
Yeah. Look, tonight with a left-hander on the mound, I have no issue with Carlos Santana being in the lineup. This team without Edward Olivares, without Salvador Perez, they're light on right-handed bats. And Carlos Santana, when you look at his splits, has been a much better hitter since the start of 2019. Whatever starting point you want to use, he's been much better against lefties than he has righties. And I'm fine viewing him as a platoon bat right now. But as far as him being the blockade, for a Nick Prado, for a Vinny Pasquantino, I don't know if I necessarily buy that he is the lone person standing in the way of Nick Prado coming up to the big leagues. I think injury hurt Prado. I think a slow start to the season hurt Prado, and I think there are other members of this 26-man roster, along with Carlos Santana, that could be lopped off the roster once this team fully commits to another developmental season here in 2022.
You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. Let's talk about Hunter Dozier. Where are you at on him, and should he maybe be this team's everyday first baseman?
Well, he should be an everyday player. I think he's too versatile to be an everyday anything. He needs to be in the lineup every single day, but So does Bobby Witt Jr. So does MJ Melendez, in my opinion. So does Emmanuel Rivera. I think Kyle Isbell needs to be in there every day against right-handers. So Whit Merrifield, Nicky Lopez, Hunter Dozier, we'll find a spot for you. You're all versatile enough that a corner outfield spot, first base, second base, anywhere on the infield, we'll just kind of fit you in around these young bats that we're trying to develop right now at the big league level. Hunter Dozier, to me, joins a list with Whit Merrifield and Michael A. Taylor, Andrew Benintendi, Brad Keller, Scott Barlow, of names that I'm fielding calls on if I'm Dayton Moore and J.J. Piccolo. To me, Hunter Dozier isn't making a lot of money in the grand scheme of things outside of Kansas City. He's not making a lot of money. We talk about his versatility. The way he's hitting the ball right now, every team could use a Hunter Dozier. So to me, I'm hopefully fielding calls about the Royals' first baseman and hopefully fielding those calls soon.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple more minutes. I just saw the roster move. They're sending Carlos Hernandez down. Is that a move you like? Is that a move you agree with?
Yeah. He's in his own head. To me, it's all mental right now with Carlos Hernandez. He's way too good to be performing this badly at the big league level. With what he did last season with his four-pitch mix, ability to hit triple digits with his fastball, he's too good to be, again, performing this poorly. So to me, you go down to Omaha, you find some confidence, and maybe you're reminded of hopefully he gets reminded again, like many people need to in whatever profession they have, that you're not promised this job. You need to work at it every single day. So hopefully the demotion for Carlos Hernandez is good, because there's no one else in this organization with the upside of Carlos Hernandez. The Royals do not get better by sending Carlos Hernandez down, but it was the right move. As they bring up Foster Griffin, they bring up Matt Peacock, a pair of arms that can give you innings if tonight Daniel Lynch is unable to.
Last thing here, Vernon, I appreciate your time. We led the show today with, there's a kid who, he has never missed a day of school. He is graduating high school this weekend. He never missed a single day his entire time he was there. And I was saying that, hey, I salute the kid. The kid said in second grade, I want to go to school every day. But adults told us that perfect attendance was important. It ain't really that important to go to school every single day. And I was going through some of the things that adults lied to us about, like cursive writing, or that we wouldn't always have a calculator, but we do always have a calculator. Vern, whenever you think back to when you were a kid, what's the thing now going back that you were told that now that you're an adult, you're like, hold on, this wasn't true?
Yeah. I mean, it's the cursive. I'm trying to think of a different one, but it is the cursive. I remember because I thought I had really good penmanship, and I'm like, man, this is going to help out in a big way when I get older. But you're 100% right about the kid with perfect attendance. As he gets older, he'll regret that. There are no flowers coming his way for the rest of his life because of what he just accomplished.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern, appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.